As part of our vision to transform the healthcare experience, Temecula Valley Hospital brings you TVH Health Chat. Here's Melanie Cole.
In today's patient testimonial, to tell us about spinal cord stimulation and what it's like as she has gone through it, is my guest, Sandra Wolstenhume. Sandra, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about your story. What was your pain level like? What was going on with you?
Well, it was horrible. My husband would have to help me in and out of bed and getting me to the bathroom, anything. I could just hardly move. In fact, we had to call an ambulance to come here to the house to take me to the hospital. So that was the only way that we could do it because I was just in excruciating pain.
Sandra, was this a slow kind of coming on of pain, or was this something that happened pretty quickly over time?
Fairly quickly. I had lost my leg for like 3 years prior to that, and I didn't have any real problem with pain to speak of in my back. So that was where it started, and it started fairly fast, and it just went downhill from there.
And how did it affect your quality of life? You mentioned that your husband had to help you to the bathroom. Were you able to be social, go out, do things? How did it affect you?
It affected me in all ways. I couldn't go out. Very rarely did we go anywhere because it was just such a hassle. And having to, you know, move around and make arrangements for places for me to be set up, so to speak, so that I could, you know, carry on a decent life. And when this started hurting my back surgery, it just went out. Boom. So it was just gone.
So how did your doctor start the discussion of spinal cord stimulation, and how did they explain this to you?
Well, I had been going to a pain specialist that was doing some kind of a probe type of situation where they were trying to shock the waves in my back, and it didn't seem to be working no matter what they tried. We tried 4 or 5 different times, and so the doctor that I had that was a pain specialist, he just said, you know, the only way out of it is pain surgery. So he said this was a job for Dr. Pacheco. And I fell in love with him. He was just an absolute dream. He told me right up front he was there to make people happy and more livable. And so it was just, he was just such a great man. Well, I arrived at the hospital. Well, first of all, I met with him, and he explained actually the procedure. And he said, I think, you know, you could really do well with this. I said, well, you can't fall off the floor. I mean, you know, I was that bad and that depressed. And I just, so then when I went to the hospital, of course, the ambulance took me. And I went into the surgery being 75 years old, and that was kind of risky to start with. And so the doctors were telling me, okay, you know, you be prepared for all things. It's going to be a lengthy surgery. And so they did it, and I basically had no problem with either the doctor or the hospital. Both were just excellent, just excellent. I can't ever tell you how much better I felt.
Well, so then tell us exactly, how were the staff for you? How good were they to you, and what was recovery like for you?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. I was kept as comfortable as possible. I was waited on hand and foot. They had me in physical therapy probably within a day and a half, if that. I just can't say enough about the staff, the food. although I didn't eat that much because I was out pretty much at the time. But my husband tells me that the day after I had the surgery, Dr. Pacheco had come in, and he was trying some tests on me. And, you know, he would push me up and then down and then up and then down. And he kept doing that like four or five times. And he said, well, I've done my job. So now it was ready for us to do our job. And that was to stay in physical therapy and to get things to be all right. So they made it as easy as possible. Can't tell you.
So how do you feel now? And then let Temecula Valley know why you chose them and why you were so happy with the results.
Well, what I'm doing right now, I'm doing quite well. I'm still working on my leg and getting the prosthetic for that. But other than that, I think I'm doing really well. My back surgery ended up just wonderful. I mean, I've had no problem with that at all to speak of. I haven't had any problems since I first had the surgery, and it's just gone up, up, up and away. And then Temecula Valley Hospital, and I chose them. It basically came down to the doctor. The doctor was the one that chose that hospital and felt I would be very lucky and happy there. And I was. I mean, that just a first-rate hospital. There wasn't anything, any need, any want, nothing that was ever needed to even be talked about because they were one jump ahead of you.
And is there anything you'd like to say to Dr. Pacheco?
The dear man, he is a state-of-the-art person. He took me through from barely being able to get out of bed to being able to bounce out of bed without any problem at all. I just can't say enough about the man. He is definitely in for, you know, the end results, and so that the person could become, you know, whole again and carry on a life that's halfway decent compared to not being livable at all. I mean, I just wanted to die. And he just worked his magic and did everything possible. I would recommend Dr. Pacheco to anybody with any kind of back surgery or any kind of surgery that took that kind of skill to make your life wonderful again and able to be able to sit up without any pain or any, you know, I don't know exactly how much of this medical surgery he does. I don't know if it's just backs or his legs or all those things, but I would just think he would be the first doctor that you would check with.
Thank you so much, Sandra, for coming on today and telling us your story. And we're so happy to hear that you're doing well now. Thank you again. You're listening to TVH Health Chat with Temecula Valley Hospital. For more information, please visit TemeculaValleyHospital.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Temecula Valley Hospital. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.